Hey, what's up, guys? It's David again, coming back with another episode of the Harry Potter podcast series. Now, on my last episode, we discussed the growing popularity of the movies over the books, particularly in today's youth. Today, we will be switching gears a little bit. Do you remember when we discussed the popularity of the books and the movies? I made a point about how the children who are watching these movies without ever reading the books are missing out on the stories it was meant to be told. Well, today we're going to elaborate on that a little bit. We're going to dive into what exactly are the most major differences between the movies and the books. Disregarding the loss of imagination that I discussed in the last episode, we're going to focus purely on what plot points were misrepresented or even cut out of the movies. Now, maybe if you're someone who has never read the books, you'll walk away from this having learned something that you never knew about the series before.
But Hagrid, there must be a mistake. This is platform 9 3/4. There's no such thing, is there?
Now, an obvious starting point to get this going would be to look at when Harry first gets to Hogwarts and how he gets there in the first place. And as identified by an insider writer, Stephanie Ash, we see that in the movies, after Hagrid rescues Harry from his family, they go straight to get supplies and head off to school. But in the books, what actually happens is Harry goes back home and stays with his family with the remainder of the summer before the school year starts. This is a major difference for multiple reasons. Firstly, Harry going back to live with his family for the summer solidifies the picture of Harry's tumultuous home life. We see as an audience the need for him to escape this environment and the importance of this opportunity to change his life. When Harry goes straight to school, we miss out on this character development. Additionally, when Harry goes to school with Hagrid, he's introduced to multiple other major characters much earlier than the story intended. This changes the first impressions gained from the interactions described in the story.
George, if you will.
I solemnly swear that I am up to no good.
Messrs. Mooney, Wormtail, Padfoot and Prongs are proud to present the Marauder's Map.
We owe them so much.
Now, another important detail that was left out of the movies is the true origin of the Marauder's Map. This is from the fifth movie, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, by the way. Now, this enchanted map, which tells where anyone and everyone is in the Hogwarts castle at all times. Looper writer Nina Starner points out that in the movies, this map is given to Harry by the Weasley twins, as we just heard, and its origins are left unknown. But in the books, it's clearly identified that this was actually created by Harry's father. This makes the map his birthright. Now, while these details are not entirely destructive to the major plot points of the story, they undoubtedly detract from the development of the story. The audience deserves to experience the story as it was intended. When someone watches the movies without reading the books, they only see the filtered version of what Hollywood thinks will be most engaging. But I think the reader should have the freedom to discover the story for themselves, and the movies are taking away that right. I hope that after hearing this, next time, some of you consider watching a movie, you'll check to see whether there is a book first so you can learn the full story for yourself.